Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version, Thursday, September 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Terrorism is affecting Bible translation. The first national prayer breakfast in Ghana excites believers, and a U.S. church mentors a Honduran church planter. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, terrorism is on the minds of Bible translators in the U.S. as they celebrate World Bible Translation Day. Today's annual event highlights Bible translation as essential in global evangelism. President of Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith, says there's still a great need.
Current research indicates that there are 6,819 unique languages spoken in the world today. But out of that number, we're currently estimating that approximately 2,700 do not have one verse translated in their language.
Smith says terrorism is just one threat for Bible translation.
In our specific case, we've had literally dozens of translation teams in various parts of the world that have had to be either relocated temporarily or permanently in order to avoid security concerns.
Wycliffe Associates uses Christians with technical or administrative skills to assist in Bible translation. Despite terrorism threats, their volunteer staff is growing, but more workers are needed. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is asking people to pray for a Christian in prison in Saudi Arabia. Brian O'Connor, an Indian national, was working in the Muslim nation when he was arrested in March. He's charged with preaching Christianity and possession of Bibles, alcohol, and pornography, all of which his employer calls trumped up. No trial date's been set. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's worst religious liberty violators. You're listening to Mission Network News. Taking its inspiration from the U.S. National Prayer Breakfast, Ghana has launched its own effort. They want to see an annual national prayer breakfast in at least 30 African countries by the year 2010. Oasis of Love's Art Speck says they helped to spearhead the inaugural event.
September 10th is when the first national prayer breakfast was held at the banquet hall of the State House. It was quite the experience with various dignitaries from all over Ghana and some from West Africa in general being there.
Speck says it's to help unify Ghana's leaders and allow them to seek God's wisdom before making decisions.
Ghana is a Christian nation in that approximately 60% of the country claim to be Christians and about 35% claim to be Muslim. They're just hoping to pull the Christians together in one accord.
Next, Christian Resources International is part of the birth of a cross-cultural church mentoring project. Tim Flickinger pastors a church in Michigan. He says God's timing, a mission trip to Honduras, and 9 Spanish pastoral libraries at CRI are supporting a Honduran church leader with a mission's vision.
We got connected with a pastor there who has begun 6 churches in just a few years and has a goal of planting 2 churches every year. And he's also equipping those pastors and training them up. They don't have anybody else partnering with them to help equip and promote that activity, so that's a great mix for us.
Flickinger says materials for church leaders are often hard to come by in poorer countries. For those looking to encourage these pastors,
CRI has a program where you can provide pastoral libraries. And that's one of our goals, is to take one of these libraries down for each one of these pastors that oversee a church plant or help lead a church.
And finally, Bethany Christian Services is asking Christians to help with a special need in Russia. A baby home in Siberia is requesting money to help provide 60 cribs and beds for their orphaned children. Bethany says they'd like Christians to provide the funding as a testimony of Christ's love for them. The cost? $50 each. Go to our website for help. By the way, BCS provides domestic and international adoptions and crisis pregnancy assistance around the world. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Ralph Winter calls the book exciting, optimistic, and jammed with timely missions information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.